This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In towns across America, historic movie houses are struggling to survive. Some large theater chains are closing landmark cinemas and making sure they don't reopen to compete with the mall-based multiplexes that replace them. Preservationists worry that the loss of the old theaters hastens the demise of downtown and say current preservation law does not provide them with protections they need. Will Murphy reports from member station WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana.
On a freezing December Saturday afternoon, a half-dozen activists huddle outside the Von Lee Theater in Bloomington. The theater's blank marquee, which was struck by a drunk driver 2 years ago, is buttressed by two large steel girders, and posters for local musical events have been plastered over the glass doors of the building. On this day, protesters carry signs urging a boycott of concessions at the local multiplexes across town, which are both operated by Illinois-based Carasotis Theaters. Some passersby avoid the protesters, but most stop to find out what's going on.
What does this mean? I don't know. Don't buy theater popcorn.
Oh, somebody explain that to them.
Please.
Okay. We're protesting against Carasotis, who is selling this theater with a covenant that it can't show movies again.
Oh, really?
So they're killing the Von Lee off, yeah. And we're saying they make all their money on popcorn and Coke, so if we do go to their movies, don't buy their popcorn and Coke.
The protesters have maintained a vigil every Saturday for more than 2 years. Organizer Chris Sturbaum says in warmer temperatures, the group showed movies on a screen outside, under the theater's canopy, in part to demonstrate that there was an audience for classic films at this theater.
But we got good crowds, and in fact, we got rated second best place to see a movie in one of these little local magazines.
In May of 2000, Carasotis shut down the Von Lee, citing slow business and a deteriorating building. At the time, Carasotis real estate manager Bob Gallivan said the company had several buyers interested in the property, but Carasotis attached a deed restriction that derailed plans to restore the theater. The covenant says films can never again be shown here. The theater has been dark ever since. Supporters of the Von Lee filed a restraint of trade lawsuit against Carasotis this fall, claiming monopolistic practices have forced consumers to pay higher prices for movie tickets and concessions. In addition, activists received local historic designation for the Von Lee property due to concerns that Carasotis might retrofit or even demolish the property. But Sturbaum says it's not enough to protect only bricks and mortar.
What's sad about preservation law is we can save an old movie theater, but we can't save the use. And that's why we've been working with the National Trust and we've been working with historic landmarks, because it's a hole in the preservation law where you can save a theater, but if you've saved a theater that can never be a theater, something's wrong with that picture.
Tom Kefauver, who runs the historic Senator Theater in Baltimore, Maryland, says the battle being waged in Bloomington reflects an attempt by theater chains across the country to shutter historic movie houses. He says using covenant restriction is just one technique being employed.
A lot of times the seating is cut off with welding torches, or the booth equipment is taken out even though it won't be utilized again in another theater, just to help ensure that the Main Street movie house will have a hard time coming back online, even if they do overcome the covenants that they put on to try to prevent that.
The Von Lee was finally sold last May to an Indianapolis businessman who wants to reopen the building as an upscale sports bar. His attorney says the company intends to honor the building's historic importance. Kennedy Smith heads the National Trust for Historic Preservation's Main Street Center. She says it's not just a reverence for old films that should motivate communities to preserve their historic theaters.
The movie exhibition industry in the U.S. is growing. It's not like a blacksmith shop for which the market no longer exists. There's nothing backwards looking about it. It's a very forward looking community interest to have a healthy downtown and to have a healthy downtown movie theater if such a building is intact. It's just shooting yourselves in the foot economically to not have that place productive for the purpose for which it was built, given that the market for it is growing.
Smith says historic theaters are making a small comeback. There are now about 200 such theaters across the country, compared to only 50 or so a decade ago. A hearing in the restraint of trade lawsuit filed against Carasotis is scheduled for next month. The company refused requests seeking comment for this story. The National Trust's Kennedy Smith says she expects to see an increase in the number of such lawsuits attacking covenants that restrict the use of historic theaters. Meanwhile, Tom Kefauver of the Baltimore Senator Theater says a foundation will be launched early next year to help coordinate local theater preservation efforts. For NPR News, I'm Will Murphy in Bloomington, Indiana.